100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. The topic this week was caught in time. And yes, I'm going to try to post this on Sunday. I don't want to talk about last week. But things are hopefully getting better and a little more aware of what causes what. And yeah, I'm feeling confident. Let's just say that. Anyway, let's go ahead and listen to the stories and I'll get back with you after. Okay?
Hello, night people. Tom here. I've noticed there are 10 stories which I haven't recorded, written, or done anything yet with. I'd like to get them up before we reach the big 1,000. So I'm going to include two this evening, 861 and 862. But my first story is for this week, which is called Timey Wimey. Not easy being a Time Lord. Hard enough to catch a falling anvil. Try catching the most important moment in a person's life, knowing the exact place to be and just the right level of interaction. Not easy, my friend. Sometimes it goes way, way south, and you spend eons backtracking in the time loop to set things right. Take this here butterfly. Looks like a normal butterfly, yes? Well, no. This butterfly is actually every butterfly. Or more to the point, butterfly is an illusion. A single soul caught in time. Tread lightly in her presence, lest the unraveling begins. Story 2, 861, Remote. In the olden days, there were only 7 channels available on the TV set. To watch these stations, one had to arrange a set of rabbit ears into a reasonable representation of modern art atop your set next to the ceramic leopard. Wish to bring joy to your grandparents? Use rabbit ears in a complete sentence. Proper verb, optional. To change stations, one had to turn a dial, but at some point, the remote control was created. But the signal was sent by banging 2 pieces of metal together. Think a single note wind chime in your hand. And last story, 862. Reuben Goldbergen. I loved games as a child. Drove my parents crazy to get the next kid-centric board game. Hands down, the most kinetic game was Mousetrap. Not much on plot, high on execution. One would think the limited number of moves would bring on a sense of boredom. Nope, fun every time. Little did I figure out at the time, this would prepare me for the endless twisted paths the modern world would cast in my path. I only wish that each life's machination was a brightly colored piece of plastic that could be neatly disassembled back in the box. That's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Caught in time. Every Tuesday, Miriam brought my Walmart groceries, her bonnet crisp, her voice soft. This week, she sneezed twice as she handed me my bags. I nodded, uneasy. By Thursday, my throat burned. By Friday, fever. I lay in bed, certain I'd caught something from her. Something plain, Mennonite, unvaccinated. The irony struck me. I, a man of modern medicine, felled by a woman still baking bread in a wood stove. I'd called Walmart to report it. Then came regret. Had I damned her? Had I let fear twist my judgment? Caught in time, but too late to take back. Damn.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
The question is not so much what did I do, but whether it was caught in time. You know I developed the virus. You are well aware by now that I released it into the wild, and you certainly understand the consequences of what I've done. But it's going to take time to develop an antidote. Research and development are costly, complex, and are unable to come up with a solution overnight. But overnight may well be the only time you have, and even then, it may be too late. I know the answer, of course, but I'm not telling.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 984 with a prompt of caught in time. So here's my story. On his way home from school, Bilbert stopped by the hospital to see how Mr. Withybottom was doing. The nurse told him Linolia Amanda and her mother had just left with their driver, but he might find them in the parking lot if he caught them in time. Unfortunately, they were already gone. Disappointed, Bilbert continued home. As he passed his fence, he heard Sabrina whisper from his backyard, "Bilbert, don't look at me so that if anyone asks, you can say you haven't seen me. Just go and lock the back door so I can sneak up to my room." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Good morning, I'm Richard, and this is my story on the topic caught in time. It's called Flashback. It was unexpected. I almost missed it amongst the paperwork during the clear out. The photograph fluttered to the ground, freed from the pile of old newspapers and random leaflets that had accumulated over who knows how many years. I retrieved it and flipped it over and suddenly realized what I was holding. A precious moment from so long ago, caught in time by the camera's lens and kept for posterity. Not just a picture, but a cherished memory. So long forgotten. And I'd almost thrown it away. Now it sits in pride of place in a frame on my desk. That's it. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Nobody remembers the actress Sapphire Frankel. Her raspy southern drawl ensured an end to her career in the talkies era. All of her films were on nitrite stock. None were preserved. The Studio Records building burned up in a warehouse fire in the 50s. Promotional posters all lost to the dustbin, not a single one in the hands of a collector. She had an aversion to merchandising. Never wrote a memoir. No children, no family. No affairs with Hollywood legends, not even Tallulah Bankhead or Marlena Dietrich. Not even a gravesite. Her ashes scattered by a studio secretary long ago.
Well, that's it for today's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. The topic was Caught in Time. The next one, I have no idea what this is, Ashlar. I could look it up, that would be cheating. Kind of like Teradiddle, I guess. Anyway, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com is the archive. And a little announcement that many of you actually out there won't hear. So there are occasionally people that ask me for help for things. And then it's like you wind up becoming an ATM instead of whatever, a friend or thing. So here's the thing. You ask me for something. The word is apothecary. I don't hear that word. I know that you're not listening to these things. Honestly, respect. God knows what that word means. Maybe I should make the word respect. Maybe I should respect the apothecary. Who knows? But, yeah. I wonder. So, that's it for this week. And, next few weeks should be pretty interesting. Thank you for listening, for those that do listen. And as always, keep it brief.